Probably the 18, you know, it was 1,000 years ago we've known each other. We're like aged dragons or eras of time. Mr. Jerry Duggar. Taught me a lot. And one of the bastards who's in there learning it with me is Mr. Craig Dreyer. He's playing the keyboards tonight and the saxophone. And the guy who kind of wrangles all of us, the band leader, one of my oldest and dearest friends, I've known him 1,000 years as well, Mr. John O'Manson. And I gotta say, you guys are so fucking cool for coming out here. And this is just an awesome thing.
On Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur, yes. Oh, John, that reminds me, Janine says she can't come tonight. Okay, there you go, all right. But this is a thing that I've been doing, this solo thing where my keyboardist from Blues Traveler, Ben, and me go and just play songs. And this is unlike any show that we get to do. This is really kind of the Dust Gray Troubadours legacy right here. And it's a very rare thing indeed to get to do. So we're very psyched about it. And it's really cool to play with the fellas from back in the Nightingales days. And, you know. It's real fun, and so what do you say? Let's boogie. Yeah, I think I'm getting a little up front. We'll start with this and see where we're going. I can deal.
The kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe that's your end. So I'm pretty jiggled and smoking it back for me. But anyway, I don't think my TV was joking when it told me this. But anyway, the new main chair, not to sit on three dollar teeth. It's my life is trying to save. But anyway, many television waves. Anyway, it's a state of affairs and a state of emotion. Kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We won't wait, maybe that's it. We'll be right back.
But anyway, I think the past, the past is behind us. Pure confusing if not. But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be good, I can tell. But anyway, I see a new day, darling. I'm a good day, man. Oh, well, but anyway, it's the day of a man, it's the day of a mountain. Come and make it, you must understand. I tell you a thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe that's our that. Okay. See, let me get a little sip of water here. Yeah, I know. There's always tea or water or something. Does remember the Worms? Come on! Hell yeah! They turned goat piss into gasoline, is what they did. So there was a song, actually, an album that I worked on with Jono, the Dust Gray Troubadours, and this is a song that Jono wrote with a friend of his, who's here tonight somewhere, hiding in the audience, waiting to see if the song goes well. So we will see. It's called Something Sweet, and it goes pretty much exactly like this. This is the song. Play me something sweet, something with a beat that takes my cares away. Something real and right, whether day or night. Get me through this dark and stormy day. Cover me in sunlight without a note to play. Planning something sweet, something with a beat, and I will be okay. Make it something slow, something we all know and never heard. Make it real and right, whether day or night, when nothing seems to hit me much anymore. I'm older than the ocean, but yet I'm further from shore. Planning something real, real and done. Let my spirit soar. I never so hard just to make ends meet. It's setting up new scenes like a dead end street. Yeah. I don't know anyone who ain't struggling nowadays. Too many good folks hurting bad. In way too many ways, Craig. We'll be right back. that will carry me along. When days and friends can't even have a plan, get the song inside you. Roll eyes and grow on with them. Play with something sweet in your sweet song. Will help me smile again. Thank you. John Popper, ladies and gentlemen, it's really nice.
Thank you.
It's me. So this is a song that it's a blues traveler song, and it's really, really, really old. And I forgot that I told Jono and the band to rehearse it. And I'm pretty sure I remember this song. I'm pretty damn sure I remember this song. Holidays, the thing of cold weather. Let's spend this frozen wonderland together. Not me. I'm into warmer days. You wanna hear about your winter wonderland? I am into. Many warmer days. Well, frozen fingers, frozen toes, top of the frozen stair. Numb your heart and you numb your mind. Pretend that you don't care. Hey. solid ice. I don't even complain. No! Wanna hear my new winner one day?
in the drum monitor of Creed.
Oh, man. That's the first time we've ever played that one. And easily the first time we played the one right before, because like I said, I hadn't played that one in years, but that was fucking awesome. Yeah. Yeah, we are going to keep it going. What's the next song? Let me just get a little sip of something here, but yeah, this next song is the first time we're doing this song. That went Voodoo Child on us.
It's just a slight hint of Voodoo Child. Gotta pay homage.
Yeah. All right, this is one back from those days, and I got the idea from a Charles Schulz comic strip, and he never came to sue me, so worked out for both of us. Sun is warm as the day is long. I just got the feeling I can do no wrong. Got a long way to walk in for the next meal. I tell a few lies, but my hunger is real, and it won't mean a thing in 100 years. No, it won't mean a thing in 100 years. Tell me, do you play? Well, she shakes her head, well, then that's okay. I want you all away in haze. There's just no account for it. Some people think that it won't mean a thing in 100 years. No. Just keep on walking like a long day. Why you get inside me, boy? I could be ignored by every thought of mine. And it won't be the thing in a hundred years. No, it won't be the thing in a hundred years. Playing the part for tobacco and food. And I excuse myself, but they think I'm wrong. Sure as they want me to end this show, but it's kind of an attraction to play. It doesn't matter what me, nothing. No, it won't want me to bang in Craig Dryer on the saxophone. John O'Manson on the guitar. Jerry Duggar on the bass. Tom Giriano on the drum. This is a Jono song. It's time we let Jono out of the cage.
Fabulous, Miss Fabulous, 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 yeah. Fabulous, ooh, ooh, ooh. Fabulous, yeah. Shoo-wee! Man, that girl got me out of my mind. Every time I see her, it is right on time. Fabulous. 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 Well, na 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 na. I would not fuck if you just say you'll be mine. I'm in the fabulous. Shoo-wee! Man, that girl's driving me insane. Washing all my other interests right down the drain. Well, I'd like to fool around, but I get awful serious when I'm talking with the fabulous Miss Fabulous. 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 Yeah. Fabulous, ooh, ooh, ooh. Fabulous.
Oh, Craigie, come on, man.
She go, she let the boys come around, but she runs the show. I can't help but get jealous, and you know I would not fuss if you say you'll be mine. I'm Miss Fabulous.
Shoo-wee!
Man, that girl got me out of my mind. Every time I see her, it is right on time. I make them big plans for the both of us. Me and the Fabulous Miss
Fabulous.
fabulous, Miss Fabulous.
John O'Manson right there.
That's me.
Oh, regarding Stephen. Oh, this song. All right, so this is a song about a friend of mine, and it's just, we really like doing this one. You want more elaborate? Okay, yeah. I knew when we were. I don't know if you want me to hurry or you want me to talk about it. So. All right, let's. All those who want me to talk about it, make like a chirping noise. And all of those who. Wow, you know, I was just fucking around, but that was really nice of you to chirp like that. I wouldn't make you do that. So, like a friend of mine, we grew up together, and he went through some bad shit when he was young, and I like kind of lost track of him because I couldn't keep feeling bad with him as we got older, and eventually he heard this song, we got back in touch, and we're friends now, which is kind of cool. It's kind of an open letter to Satan.
But John, so he just heard the song and they came back?
Well, yeah. I mean, a cell phone would have been more efficient.
But did you write the song first before he heard it, or did he hear it?
No, he just heard, yeah, that's true. He didn't write the song. This is in no way my saying he wrote the song. That's good.
Heard the song.
Yeah, I wrote the song.
Well, then he heard it.
Well, no, he had to hear it after I wrote it, yeah.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make...
The presumption of him hearing it would assume, one would presume that I wrote it first, but now I'm confused. Okay, so let's start this over again. So I knew the guy when we were young, and, like, bad stuff happened, and then I wrote the song. Well, in a way, you could say I heard the song in my head and wrote it, so kind of I heard it. Then I wrote it, then he heard it, then he wrote me, and there we are. Simple. And a cell phone really would have been more efficient in the use of technology. So this song goes exactly like this one. This regarding Stephen. And I think I heard it.
Thank you.
it's tragic. But all you can smell is the world that you shape. It took all my strength and I just couldn't abide. I remember it coming after me. I keep lying. Thank you.
John Popper. He wrote the song.
And then I heard it. It's post-cognitive hearing, oral hallucinatory. Yeah, there's a term for it. Right now I'm dealing with sweathead, and there's probably a term for that as well.
Better than you had.
Well, yeah, not good for the town, though. This is another song off of the Dust Gray Troubadours album, and this was written by our good friend George Breakfast. And
sure.
You had something to do with this, too, didn't you?
Nothing.
You know, I sent Jono up.
I heard it. George wrote it, and I heard
George
it.
George wrote it, and Jono heard it.
Although he didn't write it with me in mind.
Jono, I gave you a perfect opportunity to steal that song from George Breakfast, who we both know is out of
the
country right now.
Well, now with live streaming on Facebook, George could be watching.
He would hunt us down and kill us.
He's nonviolent.
No, as surely as this song
he would hunt us down and give us a hearty verbal reprimand.
This song is a perfect example of the violent savagery of George Breakfast. That's really the most accurate thing I can say about this song. It's called A Lot Like You, and it's very sweet, actually. So I guess we should play it for you.
Hey, good looking guy, strutting down the city sidewalk. Walk by, giggles and whispers as the girls talk. You're not the better man, I hope you understand, but you got something that makes everyone alive like you. When you discover all kinds of no good clowns that do anything to be a lover. You know better than the plainest in the land, but you got something makes everyone like you. I'll be glad with all I've got, what I am not, who I'm not. Deep inside, everyone's a lot like you. Thank you.
singing brightly from a tree. Before you fly away, sing another song of love from me. You don't understand the greatness of man, but neither do I enough fear. I love like you, well, I like George Breakfast, you monster. I have to play this song for you. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
You know, when you have a kid, you get used to whispering a lot. It's weird. I'm gonna try it when she's old. Like, oh, guess what? You have to go to school now.
I do. Yes.
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, you could hear me. See, now I could hear you, and you're not even using a microphone. Wait, try whispering. All right, okay. Now whisper now. Ready? I can't hear him. It's good. All right. So we're all set. Fix that one. So keep whispering. And we're going to play this one for you guys. This is for Whispering Dan over there. But before we do this song, I'd just like to say that today I feel like the luckiest man alive. And if we as a nation could come together as one, then there'd be one of us. Be a really big fucking guy. Okay, we're ready. And so here you go. Thank you. Once upon a midnight, dear, you walked with sun in my head. I couldn't escape that memory. Like a game show consistent with a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes. When softly the voice of a trusted friend did humor me and tell me lies. Yes, humor me and tell me lies. And I lied to a tear of mine. And as we seek such shall we find. And when you're bidding, go back to me here. But now I have a certain degree of fear of what will be with you and me. About a great many things, but I've been there. I can't see a coward like a nervous magician waiting in the wings. I'm a bad play with a hero to write, and nobody thinks or expects too much. And Hollywood's calling for the movie rights, singing, hey babe, let's keep in touch. cynical. But I know no matter what the waitress brings, I shall drink and always be full. Oh, I'm not going on my dream. Cheers, you guys. Oh. Oh. Well, you guys don't know which song this is, so you can share my own. This is a song we wrote when I was in Italy touring with Jono. That is him. I guess I wrote this. Jono took me to this. We were staying in a hotel that was really a castle hotel kind of thing. That was where.
You know, when I take Jono on the road, we only stay in castles.
It's kind of in my contract.
Yes.
It's a prerequisite for castles. But this is where Mary Shelley's.
It cuts into the budget a little bit, but what the hell?
Yeah, you know. You only live once. Stay in a castle. That's my saying, is avoid the hassle, stay in a castle. There's always mead. There's not water in the faucets, it's just mead. Hot and cold mead. But this is where Mary Shelley's husband, Biff Shelley, drowned. Well, I don't forget what his name was. What was his name? Horsey Biff Shelley. Percy, oh yes. Percival Biff Shelley. Of course, Percy, I forgot. It's been a while. And he was like in a speedboating accident, right? Kind of. Speedboat of the times. Cursed sailboats, you kids today. But I was getting over a bad, bad relationship. And it just seemed that surrounded by all these death and ghosts, it just kind of worked out for a perfect song that I could bring to you people to bring some joy in your lives. So this is called Bereft. It's really happy. Not really. But it goes like this. Where can I go? What can let me think without the stain that always comes everything to I am now in my endless try to find some peace. If the blood is dry, then the pain should ease. But something is done, and all that is left so mournfully buried. Gentlemen, we're going to bring out a really good friend of mine, Falu. I told you you're going to like that. Balu!
Yeah.
So, I forgot to mention, I'm supposed to do some shameless prostitution right now. So, baby, I got some of my shit street side. You don't want this. Would it be cool if, like, I could, like, really talk that way? Kind of cool. Yeah, so, yeah, baby, I got some of my shit, and it's street side, so. I got books. That's what I'm talking about. Books. Yes, I do. Can we get a hand for Katrina Wolverton, by the way? Wasn't she amazing? She's been touring the country with me, and she's just been going great guns, and her mom, Mary, is down, we call her Momager, is down at the merch table selling. She's got hats, she's got discs. That's the thing you really got to get, is her CD and shirts. I mean, you got to get the other stuff too, but I would get the music. And what I've got is a book, which is a bunch of my ramblings. It's called Suck and Blow and Other Stories I'm Not Supposed to Tell, so that my friends would all buy it, because, like, what the fuck did he say in it?
I in the book? John?
You're just going to have to buy a copy, aren't you? Yeah, you're in the book. But good things.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Remember what you told me when I asked you to teach me how to play harmonica? What did you say to me? All you got to do is suck and blow.
Yes. It's like
that's
life.
That's exactly what you told me. That's yep. Amazing.
Yeah, actually, yeah, exactly. So that's exactly what he's talking about. And it is not about any cock or cocaine. Yeah, I know how to sell a book, right? Yeah. But we have that downstairs. Not cocaine or cock. We have the books downstairs for you to buy.
What are you saying?
I don't really know at this point. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm saying either, Jerry. It's,
are you serving chicken?
They let me have a microphone a long time ago, and it's just gone south from there. But we do have these books downstairs for you to buy. And I believe I've signed every last one of them. I don't know why you're clapping. we're charging you for books, so yeah, I should have done this. Yeah. Yeah, where is Jono's book? Jono, you got a book coming. No,
I'm working on it.
All right, we got to get Jono a book. That's a good point.
And you're all going to be in my book.
You're going in my book tonight. You're okay in my book.
I am working on one.
Good, you should. You've played with more people than I think anybody I know.
I don't know if that's...
Like seven good. People. That's a lot of people.
You four and three other guys.
Yeah.
Well, and Falu.
Yeah, that's eight people. You played for like eight. So what is the next song we're doing?
Jerry's going to sing.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Jerry Duggar's going to sing this one. And you're going to like this. Check this out.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
Shuffle me from the fire.
Y'all feeling all right? Because I feel good.
From the fire. One, a two, a one. Let's play some blues.
Come on, Pop. Y'all can get up and dance if you want. I highly suggest it. We're all here for the same reason.
I'm going home to see my baby. 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 While I'm walking around the world, I'm going home to see my girl. See my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. While I'm walking around the world, I'm going home to see my girl. Now I've been up and I've been down. Feels like a bill all around. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. While I'm walking around the world, I'm going home to see my girl. Everybody get this one, come on.
Help!
I wrote that song in Hotel San Stefano in Ferrara, Italy, in room 56.
Oh my God, there's just nonstop writing in Italian hotel rooms.
Italy does that to you. You know?
It will do that
it
to you.
It also told me how to watercolor.
Italy. Do you remember Blues Deluxe? Wow, cool. God, I forget what I was talking about. Italy and Blues Deluxe. They'll do that to you. Oh, okay, I just heard what song we're doing, and this is like my favorite song off the Dust Gray album. It was not written by me. It goes again exactly like this. See how like whispering is fine? This is for my wife. Until I met you, I lived the life of a dilettante. Never know what I really want. Night after night, alone I lay. Still I dare to dream that you show up one day. What can I, what can I do for you? We'll be right back. Just one thing I gotta ask of you. Be gentle with this heart, it now belongs to you. Thank you.
Booyah.
I love it. You want to be rocked? You want to be rocked? Well, then I shall do my best to rock you. I shall rock you, hewn from the living rock. And my happy band of merry melody makers shall help rock you.
We will rock you.
We shall all rock you as we are of the rock, by the rock, and for the rock. For it was said long ago, those that speaketh of the rock shalleth they rock. This is a funeral dirge with no tempo at all. No, I'm kidding. Let me whisk you magically, if I may, back to the 70s. Gas was cheap. America was learning to fall in love with Archie Bunker all over again. Speakers were fuzzy. A lot of things were fuzzy, depending on what you were taking. And on TV, America was also discovering Fred Sanford. Yep, Sanford and Lamont were getting into all sorts of escapades. And our favorite escapade was when Fred and Lamont were escaping a Christmas party, and Lamont was opining as they were climbing through like some weird elevator shaft or something that they'd be missing the wonderful champagne, and Fred was talking about the family celebratory drink, Champipple, which is ginger ale and Ripple. Now, they don't make Ripple anymore. It's like constitutionally illegal to make Ripple. But we tried to approximate our best guess at what Ripple was, and we added some ginger ale, and it is a fucking nasty drink. It's horrible. But for the purposes of this song, we're going to pretend it's a delicious retrospective drink, and it will get you where you want to go, trust me, and it is cheap. So this is called Champipple, and it's for all of you, from all of us, here. And hopefully it'll rock. Sorry, John. Let's drink some champagne, baby, 'cause it's almost free. Champagne, baby, till dawn. You got no pressing engagements, won't you sit down by me and drink some champagne, baby, till the champagne's gone. I got a Chevy with the soft top down. It's up on blocks, but it still gets around. We made a bed, but I'm not gonna lie. You bore me over like a sweet summer sky. Let's drink some champagne, but baby, 'cause it's almost free. Champagne, but baby, till dawn. You got the pressing engagements, won't you sit down by me and drink some champagne, but baby, till the champagne was gone. Tomorrow, baby, that's a long way away, but it won't get it till we're done with today. I tell you.
town. Bottle for bottle, sip by sip, it tastes even better when it's on your lips.
So we hope that rocks, because this next one actually is kind of a sensitive little number. This is off of our Dust Great Troubadours album.
And
like we don't have many albums together, but it's the only album we have together. So Brian liked it. All right, went through the Brian test. You know how awesome you guys are? Do you get that? I josh with you because I love the shit out of you. I love the metric shit out of you. Like, if I weighed it and measured it, that's how much. And I'm just glad I get to come and do these songs for you guys. And this song is off that album, and it's called End of the Line. It's written by Jono and Terry Dears. And goes, it is true. The great, legendary Terry Dears. Yeah. This is for that Terry Deer fan. That's for Terry right there. And it goes like this. Oh, wait, hang on. It's in C? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I needed the harp for this. It goes like this.
At the end of the line, there are broken hearts and dreams all left behind. With no family name, no dependents to claim, only pain at the end of the line. We all thought it's time we loved and right, though the road did twist and wind. But darkness can grow as black as coal. Now we're lost at the end of the line. There's no when rewinding just reminds me of the last words from your lips. Set it loose, set it free. Till I find someone who loves me half as much as you say you don't love me.
When the band starts catcalling, it's kind of disturbing, creepy. I don't know what that is. I don't know what they're. Ah, okay. Again, I want to thank you guys. We got one more, and then I think we're headed out of here. Well, hey. This is Jersey, bro. We can't make it that easy. Oh, that makes us want to do another one. What the hell? It makes us want to pick up mic stands and start swinging for the door. Well, you know, I'll tell you this much. We love you guys way beyond any amount of brute force we could swing to afford us an escape. Cheers. And is there, like, bartenders or anything like that here? Okay, now then I am remiss. I'm remiss because I did not mention the bartenders. And that is a gross miscarriage of justice. These guys are badasses. They are the true first responders. Let's get a hand for the bartenders. These poor bastards have to collect whatever cheese doodle parts they find on the floor and make some kind of souffle out of it for dinner because they don't get any time off. They have to collect what they can. They have to save up for a Honda Kick and Go to share. Cold, cold roads home. And yeah, I know it's summer, but this happens in the winter. Love a bartender. Hug a bartender. Make out with a bartender.
Now.
Unless they don't want you to. And then don't make out with a bartender. But always, please, dear God, always tip your bartender. Cheers to the bartenders. Tip them. And also to Katrina Wolverton, who's been awesome. This song here is written by and for Mr. Brooklyn Bob Sheehan.
Line to write.
Dreyer, Jerry Duggar, Tom Curiano, John O'Manson.
John Popper, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You guys are utterly, absolutely fucking awesome. You know that? You really are. Thank you so much. Yeah, we got one more for you. You want to hear one more? We'll do one more.
Cheers, everybody.
We're the kind of band that just shares our one glass of bourbon.
We've been friends for over 30 years, and it feels absolutely fucking wonderful to be here with these guys. Excuse my friend.
I love you, Jerry.
I've known John for 2 hours.
Well, yeah. That's Jerry Duggar. By the way, and Craig Dreyer, holding down on keys and saxophone tonight. Double duty.
Duty.
I did.
I said duty.
I said it again. It's like three times I said the D word. And Tom Curiano, you've been amazing. This is the first time we've played. Literally, we didn't even rehearse. We didn't even rehearse. We just slept in and smoked hash all day. That's what we did. We didn't even like shower for this thing. We're disgusting people. We ate out of the trash round back. We had to steal a car to get here. We're going to steal another one to get home. Our Kapellmeister, our band leader, our spiritual guru, the Robin to our hood, John O'Manson. This is like an AA meeting. And Katrina Wolverton was phenomenal tonight. We loved the shit out of her and her mom, Momager. And please buy a book. Just pretend it's for a good cause. I did sign each and every one of them. I sat there by hand, and I predicted who was going to buy each book. So if your name is Becky or Robbie, you're in luck, because I signed them either Becky or Robbie. I have a very poor prediction rate. It's about like 1 in 35. But I also want to thank Falu, who was amazing tonight as well. Singing, let's get a hand for her. And lastly, but not leastly, definitely not leastly, the bartenders, the heroes, the unseen heroes who listen to your stories and tell you you're interesting. Tip them. They are interesting. And again, I love you. Rahway, thank you so much for having us here. Really. It's a beautiful place. And the song, I had to play because they told me I had to, or they beat the shit out of me. So, who wants to catch a beating? Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter what I say, as long as I sing with inflection, it makes you feel unfair. To me, the truth of that inflection, but nothing's all wrong. And I for long, long days, and it don't matter who you are. If I'm doing the job, it's your job and friends, because the heart brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie. Love brings you back. If I don't mean any of this, still my guitar's strong in the head. If you think it's your own brother, to really hear us from long ago, no matter how much we love to. I'm gonna suicide, but I got to find a body right.